Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of InspirationalHomeschooling.com, and I am here with Julie Blank. She is the director for the High Country Christian Academy Independent School. And we're going to be talking about unlocking the potential of our kids' impacts on our communities through homeschooling. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, the Huntington Learning Center and Inspirational Homeschooling, for bringing this show to you. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Let's start by having you share the history of High Country Home Educators.
Okay. It's a long history. They've been around for since 1997, so more than 25 years. It started with five families that just wanted to get together and homeschool their kids and share in their passions for teaching. Uh-huh. And they started with like 10 kids. They did Spanish with each other, PE, and then from there, it's just grown exponentially. From that to this year, we serve over 300 families with High Country Home Educators. And in one of the branches that we offer classes, we've got over 700 students that come in through the week for classes. Yeah, so it's really grown. They started out, like I said, just wanting to do some classes. Then they got to like a mom's group and fellowship, and then started doing community service. And it just blossomed into what it is today.
Wow, that is amazing. 700 students.
Yeah,
that is a lot.
It is
have
a
you
lot.
Noticed a big increase in homeschooling over the last few years?
I have, especially since COVID.
Yeah.
Depending on what state you were in, some states were a little more ready than others, and Colorado was one of those that just wasn't. And there was a ton of families that they didn't have a choice and had to start homeschooling, and many of them found, you know what, I like this, I want to keep doing it. And that's where we've really grown.
Yeah.
It's just so many families discovering, I can do this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's one of the things for us moms. We're like, well, I don't know if I can do that.
Yes.
But, you know, we know our children. We've been training them all along.
Right.
And so who better is
yes.
fit to
oh, yes.
teach a child?
Yes.
Yes. So what is your biggest personal reason for wanting to serve homeschool families?
Well, I started homeschooling back in 2000.
Okay.
And like you said, I was new to it. And back then it wasn't even close to what it is now.
Yeah.
You know, people would be like, you're doing what? Is that legal?
Yeah.
And so for me, it was really, I wanted, you know, confirmation that I was doing the right thing and help. And I'm a person that loves to do research. And so I spent hours and hours researching it before I started and, you know, going to the library and seeing what my options were. And when I found out that, yes, I could do it.
Yeah.
And then I got involved with High Country. At first I went and I was just an attendee. And then I started helping some teachers, and then I started training teachers, and it just kind of went from there. And I love helping families. When we went to Florida, I got actually started serving as a private school director. And that is probably my biggest passion now, is just helping families. You know what, you can do this. Let's look at the curriculum and let's see, and what are your child's giftings and how does your child learn? And I love to be able to help them and guide them. Just because having four kids and homeschooling for 23 years and meeting a lot of families and teachers, I have experience where I know I can help them and encourage them, because that's really what it is. It's just encouraging moms and dads. More and more dads are homeschooling now too.
Yeah, that's
so
true. I'm seeing that as
You know, at High Country, used to look out and it'd just be all moms. And now there's a good number of dads there enjoying it and homeschooling their kids. So, you know, it's just helping everybody. Yeah, you can do it. It is a calling, but you wouldn't be called if you weren't going to be equipped.
Right.
You know, God, that's how God works. And so it's just, that is my passion, just to be able to mentor and help families.
Yeah, absolutely. God always says, you know, hey, I may not call the equipped, but I will equip the called.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, you're talking about the families and the dads coming in. So do they come in and start asking questions? Do they make an appointment? What does that look like?
For High Country, there's several options. We do have a website, and you can ask questions on the website. You can call. We actually have a family relations lady,
okay.
and she gets in touch with all the families. She's great. And she can help them navigate if they have questions about High Country Christian Academy. There's actually a contact form on the website that comes directly to me, and so I can contact families back and give them information. Sometimes we just have families walk in during enrichment classes, which are Tuesdays and Wednesdays at New Life Church, and we have our sign outside, and they just come in and they
Wow.
walk in and they're like, "Oh my goodness, look at all these families!" And it's great. It's they come in and they start smiling. Wow, this is really a community. And High Country really is. After have been in part of High Country for years, we moved to Florida for 6 years, and I just assumed there was a High Country everywhere,
Yeah.
and there wasn't, and I was shocked. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't have like a homeschool group where you get together with other families? And it's difficult to find. And
Yeah.
I hear stories. There's Texas has a lot of them, and Colorado does. And they all work well together in Colorado, which is great.
Yeah.
But High Country, I think having been around as long as it is why we have so many families, and so many families trust what we do because they've seen the results in the community.
Right. And I love that they can just walk in and see all these families.
Yes.
Because back when you started, and even when I started, there really wasn't, I felt like there wasn't as much community
Right.
and it was harder. Did you know anybody who was homeschooling when you started?
No, I did not. And
Yeah.
it kind of blossomed. My daughter was an early learner, and I started teaching her. I'm like, well, if I'm already doing this, why do I want to send her away to school?
Yeah.
I can, we taught her how to read, and I'm like, I enjoy this. And that's kind of how we got started. Is I was like, oh, I enjoy this. I love spending time with my daughter, and we do our Bible lessons every day. And I'm like, they won't do that in school.
Yeah, that's so true.
And so that was, I didn't know anybody, and even my family was like, what are you doing? You have a college degree. Why are you going to homeschool? And I'm like, because I want to. I really feel like I need to. And
Yeah.
I'm glad I did. I've never regretted a day of it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I do not regret homeschooling at all, and I'm
Yes.
looking forward to the many more years. And
Yeah.
you still have a
Yeah.
son?
Yep. I have a son
Yeah.
who's a freshman in high school. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. So you're probably able to just help people with the high school too, because that's one of
Yes.
the things that people are very concerned
It
about.
is. I have a For the academy, we have over 210 families this year, and we have 70 high school families.
Wow.
And that's the big question is, how am I going to do this? And what am I going to do? And the neat thing about High Country Christian Academy is not only are we an independent school, but we're a private school.
Yeah.
So we can we're listed in the Colorado Public School Directory. And so families, when they enroll with us, it's like they're enrolled in a private school, and we give official transcripts, signed and stamped, and official report cards, official diplomas from a private school. And I think it's just another layer of accountability that the families, I'm doing this and I have someone overseeing what I'm doing, so I know I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And having helped families, get into colleges and with athletes. There's a lot of kids that play sports outside of being homeschooled, and there's certain regulations you have to follow and certain things you have to do, and just being able to help families navigate that.
Right.
Because once you've done it, you're like, oh, okay, this makes sense. But it can be daunting, especially with your first high school student.
Right. So instead of trying to figure out how do I do this, and I
Yes.
remember feeling that way,
Yes. Yeah, me too.
and asking others, but when somebody can walk alongside you and just go, okay, your child's into sports or whatever it is, and then being able to help them with whatever, NCAA scholarships or whatever they need to apply for.
Exactly.
Well, Julie, just real quick, what is the biggest concern that people express about their children's education that might cause them to consider homeschooling?
What I hear most recently is the non-Christ-centered agendas,
Yeah.
that are very prevalent in our schools. That's the one of the main ones. One that surprised me, I had several families, they were worried about electronics policies at schools.
Okay.
Kids on the playground with their phones, no one's supervising them. And, you know, they could see something on someone else's phone, which I hadn't thought of. You know, that was when I was like, oh, really? Okay. Safety and security has been an issue for a while. And then there's a lot of families that have students with special needs. And, you know, sometimes the schools fail those families. And it's sad because these kids, you know, they want to learn, and they just need a little extra help. And so, we help a lot of families with that because who else knows better but mom, who is directed by the Lord on how to teach their child.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, those are the big ones.
Yeah, that sounds about what I'm hearing
Yeah.
too. So, thank you for discussing some of the concerns that homeschool families have and then how you guys can walk alongside them. When we come back, we're going to discuss ways that you can unlock your child's potential to impact our communities and our world. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I am speaking with Julie Blank. And we are talking about unlocking your kids' potential to make an impact in our communities. Welcome back, Julie.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
So, since you're working with High Country and you guys are, more biblically centered, I'm
Yes.
going to ask just some questions that are more Bible-based. So, what Bible verses would you recommend to parents who are seeking guidance in raising and educating their children?
The first one, and I think many families know this if they homeschool, is Deuteronomy 6.
Yes.
And it's funny, it's an Old Testament verse and it's the first one that comes to mind
Yes.
just because it's very specific about what we should do as families and raising up our children in the ways of the Lord. And I tell families, yes, it's still important today, more important than ever, just because of everything going on in our world. Another one is Ephesians 5, 21 through 33. And that's all about spirit-guided relationships. Let the Holy Spirit, you know, lead your marriage, lead in how you raise your children. Also, Ephesians 6, 4, in raising your children in the instruction of the Lord. It's so important. Psalms 127, 3, that children are a gift from God. And I think sometimes, you know, in the busyness of life and the day-to-day, sometimes it's easy to forget that. You know what? The Lord gave me this precious gift. You want to make that the best gift, you know. And Psalms 133, 1 through 3 is harmony among believers. And that's one of the verses that really at High Country we hold in high esteem because it's all about living and working and enjoying life together and doing it all in harmony and praising the Lord by how we do that.
I mean, it's so important and it's amazing. I mean, I don't think that sometimes people go, well, what does the Bible say about education?
Right.
What does the Bible say about families and
Yes.
children and raising them? And there really is a lot that the
There
Bible
is.
says
Yes,
about
there
that.
is.
So, how does raising our children on a biblical foundation help us equip our children to make a greater impact in our communities, our country, and our world?
I think the first thing is you give your kids a solid foundation of God, of who God is, that He's the creator, that He created them, and they have a purpose. And I think if kids, you raise your kids to understand that, it's easier for them to see through all the wishy-wash that you see nowadays and the issues and the questions people have because they have that foundation that they got at home. And you create leaders for tomorrow because they know God and they know I have a purpose and this is what God's going to have me do. And it may not be to be the president or some world leader. It could be to be the best mom or, you know, to be go in the military and be the best officer, whatever it is, but they're strong in that. And compassion. That's something compassion, mercy, and grace is really part of being a Christ follower. And you don't see it in as much in non-Christ followers, and so I think that's important because with our world today, to have compassion and mercy and grace is so hard. But when we raise them with that ideal, I think it makes them be light bearers wherever they are.
Yes, it makes the world a better place,
Yes,
doesn't
it
it?
does. It does. And just knowing God gives them the assurance, you know, with everything. And I wasn't raised as a Christian when I was younger, and I tell my kids all the time, I know the difference. I know what it's like to go through school and not have that assurance that Christ is there for me, that he saved me and he's with me. And so I think that's important for kids to know.
Yeah. And I think, if somebody is serving for personal benefit versus if they're serving to help somebody else, I mean, there's a difference
Right.
and you can feel it kind of in your heart,
Yes.
like, wow, this feels so good when I'm able to help
Yes.
somebody else.
Yes. Yes.
So that does make an incredible impact. So, how does High Country Home Educators help families live out the values and lessons taught in the Bible?
Well, you kind of hit the nail on the head when you said serving because you want to, not for any other reason. And at High Country, everyone that is on staff there or that teaches, it's because they want to.
Yeah.
There is very minimal pay, and it's really because you have a passion for it. And for we have High Country enrichment classes, and so those are, it could be they're from kindergarten through high school. Families can take one or two or five or eight classes, whatever they want, and it's by grade, and it's 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Wednesdays at New Life Church.
Okay.
And so the neat thing about it is when they interview teachers, we don't go by this is what we need taught. We ask them, what are you passionate about? What do you want to teach? And really, that brings the best teaching and the best teachers. We actually have dual enrollment courses now because we have two people that have master's degrees and
Wow.
work with a local university to give our kids a dual enrollment class.
Wow.
And they do it because they wanted to. They didn't get any extra pay. They were like, no, I want to offer this, and they're passionate about it. They open all the classes in prayer. And every semester, the teachers share the gospel at least once in their class. Because not only we have Christian families there and kids that have already given their lives to the Lord, but then we have some kids that aren't sure
Right.
or, that are confused and, they don't know. And we believe offering the gospel in every class, every semester, is a great way to help kids see the message and see it like in real life. This
Yeah,
is,
see it played out.
yes,
Yeah.
it acts. And then fellowship. We have a student prayer group. We have an immersed teen group that meets at least twice a month. We do community service projects at least once a month that's open to everybody. And so it's helping the families, okay, here's our values, and let's go into the community and do this. Let's pray for each other. And like we were talking earlier, when you walk into High Country, it's just there's just families, and you see teenagers helping toddlers that aren't even their siblings, and
Yeah.
siblings wanting to sit together with their friends and eat lunch or play on the playground. And you see, it's not just, oh, here's all the middle school kids over here, and here's all the, it's just one big family, and
Wow.
everyone feels comfortable, and you, it's great. I see it every week when I go in, and
Yeah.
it's a wonderful sight to know, you know what, these kids, they're interacting with adults all the way down to babies, and they have the chance to volunteer at High
Okay.
Country as well. So you have some kids in the nursery. Older high school kids can be teacher's assistants. We have a lunch program where they serve food and they help there. They can help clean, put up signs. So it's a great way for them to serve and see, okay, this is what serving is like,
Yes.
and how it benefits people around me.
Right.
And we also have, it's a really neat thing, it's called a student marketplace once a semester, where students who have their own businesses, they can market it. We set it up and they can come in and they have a little booth and they can market that or work with other students to create something for that semester. So it's, they can see business
Right.
and church and family all in one.
Right.
And
Because it's life,
yes, it's
right?
life, and it's wonderful. And so that's really how we help families out, is we're one big family, and we want to lift everyone up, support them, and assist them to get them out there in the rest of the world and be a light.
Yeah, absolutely. So I love that they can serve while they're
Yes.
also learning,
Yes.
and those 2 days a week. Do some just come one day,
Yeah.
or
Yeah.
part days, or is it like 2 full days? How does that work?
It's different for every family. I
Okay.
know when I had all four of my kids there, we were there both days because there was
Okay.
classes they wanted to take.
Okay.
And families treat it differently. Some families do all of their core curriculum at home and come to High Country for the fun stuff,
Okay.
to take art and PE and Spanish or French, that kind of stuff. And then there's other families, they do a lot of core classes there because we have it for all grades. In high school right now, we have a biology class, a physics class, an algebra class, and we have a writing class for little ones and phonics and reading. So it's across the board. And so we would go both days. Now that I'm down to one at home, he's taking one dual enrollment class. And then we do the rest. So we just go one day a week.
Oh, that's great.
And there's a, you know, it's different for every family, but I like that we can meet those needs,
Right.
depending on how many you want to take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's well-rounded, really meeting all the needs you can really
Yes.
even think of
Pretty
for
much.
homeschoolers.
Yes. Pretty
Yeah.
much.
So, where can parents discover more information about High Country Educators?
We have our website, which is highcountryhomeeducators.org. We also have a Facebook page, High Country Home Educators. You just look it up on Facebook, and the same with the Christian Academy, High Country Christian Academy. We have our own Facebook page, but our information is on the High Country Home Educators website.
Great. And then if they have questions, can they just contact via the website?
Yes, we have
Okay.
a contact us for High Country Home Educators and for the Christian Academy.
Perfect. Well, Julie, thank you for sharing how we can train our kids to impact families, our communities, our world. And I express our gratitude to our sponsors, Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center, for bringing this show to you. Thank you for joining us.